This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 346, and today we're going to be talking about focusing on the process and not the results. Now, this may come as a shock to some of you if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, because I am so goal-oriented. I love goals. Goals are important. But the challenge is most people get stuck on achieving the goal without thinking about the process to get there. So there's not a conscious effort. So the goal is like your finish line. It's a stake in the ground. It's the top of the mountain. It's there. You put it there to inspire you to take action. But then you need to release it, because how do you get to the top of the mountain? Well, you need to take one step in front of the other. You need to anchor your rope. So there is a process of how you climb that mountain. And in this podcast, I want to talk about that process. Now, when most of us think of a process, we probably just think of one aspect of it. And when we go back to the TFAR model, which is thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results, most of us think that the process is just the action part. But in reality, it's the thinking part. Your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions are all part of the process. And we often neglect to consider, one, the total encompassment of the action part, that is your behaviors, your skills, your talents, the tools that you'll need, the resources that you'll need to achieve that result. And we almost always, indefinitely, don't even consider the mental part of it, the attitude, the mindset, your values, and your beliefs. So when we take a look at focusing on the process, what we want to do is make sure that we, one, take a look at the actions. So if you were going to start a new nutrition program and it required some different food than you normally have had, and maybe preparation differently, part of that action or part of the process then would be to evaluate the action that needs to take place. That is, do you know how to cook? Do you have all the ingredients? Do you have the storage containers? Do you have the cookware? All of that is part of the process to get the result of a leaner, healthier body. But if we just look at, well, you just have to cook better, we will then tend to take not as powerful action as we could to get that result. So then we don't get the result, and we wonder what went wrong. Why is this cookbook so wrong? Why is this coach not helping me? Why is this happening? But we need to take account of the action part of it. So that's the physical layer. The action is the bridge between the internal world and your result. So once you set the result, this is your goal. One thing I would like encourage you to do is take a look at that action part, those behaviors. What do you do habitually that either supports you or doesn't support you in achieving that goal? So again, if it's about changing your nutrition program and your behavior is when you sit on the couch, you eat popcorn unconsciously, you've done it for such a long time, and you start this great nutrition program, but you have this bag of popcorn, you sit down, you don't even think about it. Is that behavior? That's part of the process. So we need to focus on that process. Is that behavior supporting you in achieving the result that you want, or is it not? And when we can start to look at the behaviors and then your skills, do you have the skill to cook the food? Because if you don't have the skill to cook the food, you may burn it. You may undercook it. It may come out lousy. It may taste horrible. And so that process then isn't going to lead to the result that you want. There may be food there that you don't like. And I'm just using this as an example. It could be going to work out. It could be achieving a promotion at work. It could be a lot of things around this. But when we start to first look at the actions, the action part of it, the physical part of it, we need to really look at the behaviors, the skills, the talents, and the resources that you need to achieve that result. And so often we'll set a goal and then just go after it and not even taking that into consideration. So once we have investigated the action part, the physical part, like what are your behaviors? What are your rituals? What are your routines? What skills do you have? What skills do you need? What are the resources you need to achieve that outcome? Then we can start to move into the internal world. That is your thoughts and feelings. And that is, what is your attitude towards those behaviors, towards that action that's going to lead the result? If you don't like doing what you say you're going to do. So let's just say that, yeah, I'm going to commit to having a new nutrition program because I want to have a lean, healthier body, and I'm going to cook this, I'm going to cook that. But your thought is resentful about it because for a myriad of reasons. One is that you're being told to do it, or two, that you don't like to do it because you feel that it's so inconvenient. Whatever the story is that you're making, those thoughts and emotions there are going to prevent you from taking inspired action to get the result. And again, this is focusing on the process. So the process really is about, after we have dissected the action parts of the process, we want to go into the internal world, the mental part. What is your attitude towards that result? What is your attitude towards the physical part of the process? Are you inspired? Do you have doubt? Are you confident in yourself? What is your mindset? Do you believe that you can learn new things, or do you believe that this is just the way things are and you're just going to do it again because somebody has asked you to, a doctor, a significant other, a friend has said that you need to gain weight, you need to lose weight, you need to stop this, you need to stop that. If you're doing it because of somebody else, your mindset is about it, doing it for somebody else, you're not going to have inspired action to get that result. So we also want to take a look at, you know, your values and your beliefs. Great example in regards to nutrition is perhaps that you have you're having a meal, or you're creating a program where the meals may not be the same as your significant other or your family, and your family time is really important to you. So if that is important to you, you may sacrifice your food preparation in order to spend time with your family at dinner, and that time is going to then short circuit your progress. So we need to look at the values that you have, or you need to look at the values that you have, and then turn those values into supportive stories on the process. And what are your beliefs? Do you believe that you can change your physique? Do you believe that you can get the promotion? Do you believe that you can attract that perfect person into your life? All of this is part of the process. So it's not just, when we say focus on the process, not the result, it's not just, okay, what am I going to do today? If you're in sales, did I make 10 sales calls today? Well, that's part of the process, but that's only one part of it, right? What is your skills? Do you have the skills needed to be a great salesperson? Do you have the mindset to be a great salesperson? Just because you took that little action and made 10 phone calls, that is not the entire process. And that's where we fool ourselves. We think the process is just that little bit of action that we take, but that action is a reflection of our feelings and our thoughts. And then that action leads to a result. And here's what's interesting. If we have a thought that we can't get the promotion, we will have feelings about it. We will take actions as if we can't get the promotion. And the result is we will not get the promotion. And then we'll go, see, I was right. So we need to start to change those thoughts and the feelings that make sure they are aligned with the result that we want. And so when we say focus on the process, it takes time because we don't really give ourselves time. We set a goal, maybe. If you're lucky, you set a goal, or not even lucky. If you're aware enough, you'll set a goal. You'll set a result that you want to get. And then what most happens is you start just taking some action without giving any consideration to the skills that you need, to the talents, to the resources that you need. Lifting weights is a good example. Let's just say you're going to go to the gym and you're starting to get in shape. You want to, quote, get stronger. Well, you go to the gym, you start lifting, but you don't have a lifting journal, so you don't know how much you're really lifting, so you don't know if you're getting better. So the tools, the resources would be a lifting journal. But you go there week after week after week, you don't know if you're making progress because you haven't lifted, and then you go, this isn't working because you haven't been tracking it. So the result may be working or may not, but because you don't have the tools for the process, you don't know if you're gaining that strength or not. And this can be for anything. So this is why it's important to look at what are the components of the physical part, the action, and more importantly, what is the components of the mindset, the attitude, and your values and beliefs in relation to the process that you're working on. So what I would like you to do for some assignment here is think of a goal that you want to achieve. Come on, you got to have something. It could be physical, either getting stronger, losing weight, anything in that nature. It could be finding a significant other, a soulmate. It could be generating more income. It could be getting a raise. But think of that, what you want to get. And then start thinking of the actions, the physical part, the actions that are going to be required. And do you have are your behaviors currently aligned with those actions? Are the skills needed for those actions? Do you have those skills? And do you have the resources required to take those actions? Then when you get down taking an inventory of that, go to the mental part, the T and the F part, the thoughts and the feelings. What is your attitude towards this goal? What is the attitude towards the actions that you have to take? What are your beliefs around this result that you want to get? What are your beliefs around yourself in taking action towards it? What is your mindset and your values? And again, you may have this goal and you may have set this goal 20 times before. So your belief is, I've said it before, I've never hit it again, but I'll give it a try this time. That is a disempowering belief, and that is part of the process. So I really want to drive home that the process is not just taking that singular action or that repetitive action. It is everything before it as well. And when we can start to focus on the process, then start enjoying that process, changing our beliefs, changing our attitude, changing our mindset, acquiring the skills that we need, changing our behaviors, then the actions will automatically turn to the result we want. We won't even have to focus on it. All of a sudden, we'll be standing on the top of the mountain going, what a fantastic view, because we focused on using our crampons. We focused on the ice axe. We focused on putting the rope in place. We focused on using our team correctly. We focused on each of those areas. We focused on our self-talk as we're climbing this mountain and it's getting more difficult, more difficult. We keep pushing ourselves as opposed to saying, I can't do this anymore, right? So we keep doing those things, and then eventually we'll be on top of the mountain. So that's the assignment for this week. One of the things that I would highly, highly recommend is starting to get your mind right around this is developing your mental strength. The best way to do that is to enroll in my online program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. And you can do that by going to warriormindtraining.com. There you'll be able to enroll in the course. You'll get the book with it. You'll be able to go through some exercises, goes through some processes that will help you develop that mental strength so that you can dissect your actions, your mental part of it, your attitude and your mindset beliefs. This way you can get the results that you want. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.